Hi everybody, welcome to episode 377 of Japan Top 10. Hi everybody, this is Tassie and
Lydia. Hi guys.
Today is such a fun topic for us because today we're going to be talking about Japan Top 10 May 2021 special idling through the 2000s.
We are so excited.
Yes. I didn't tell our manager this, our manager Jack knew how much I like idols, and I guess you told him too that you like idols as well, right, Lydia?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Okay, never mind. It was a great coincidence, but yeah, like this is such like a perfect time period because this is like the time period that I really like in J-pop in general.
Yeah, like it's like for us it's like a golden age. It's really nostalgic and it's just so many good idol groups to talk about. Like I can't wait to get started.
Me too. Oh,
like on today's special episode we'll dive into top idol bands through the 2000s from Arashi to Tassie's favorite, Morning Musume.
Yes!
And where we'll show the idol sensation today and how they got their start. So we'll have popular songs such as Love So Sweet to indie gems. So welcome to J-Top 10.
Before we start our episode, let's do some announcements. Next month is going to be Listener Appreciation Month. If you have any song requests, let us know at jtop10.jp. Get Patreon Premium Platinum episodes for the month of June. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts? Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget? Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. At number 4, Love So Sweet by Arashi.
Number 4. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
2007, the song Love So Sweet was released and became the theme song for Haniyori Dango 2, hitting the number one spot in the Oricon weekly charts. The song was very popular and allowed them to come back into Japan stronger than before.
In 2009, the band celebrated its 10-year anniversary with a tour including playing in the National Olympic Stadium in Tokyo. They played for 3 consecutive days and became the first artist to do so.
Their compilation album of their top hits over the last decade became the first album in 2009 to hit 1 million sales.
The band is currently on hiatus, but has become very influential for the idol industry. Most recently, they released the song Whenever You Call, written by Bruno Mars, which was entirely in English. Oh my god, this is such an iconic song that... the association with Hanayori Dango 2. Oh my god.
Everyone knows. Okay. If you were into J-pop or like Japan culture back in the day, you would have watched Hanayori Dango. You would have watched Matsujun.
Yes.
You would have known F4.
Yes. 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 This song brings so much nostalgia to me. I blasted this song every day when I was younger, like when I was like a kid listening to this song.
Happy, cheerful song.
It's so good. And then like, the story of Hanayori Dango is also so iconic
every
too.
Every girl's dream.
Like, Hanayori Dango, the manga, transcended to not just only the Japanese market. They went to Taiwan, Hong Kong, Thailand, and I forgot somewhere else. But like, yeah, the story of like F4, iconic.
There's so many remakes of this drama, or like this manga.
So many.
Just everyone loves this story. Everyone loves like a story of a rich guy. And then this, like, I guess, commoner.
Ordinal.
Yeah. That comes into his life and they fall in love and it's just, great.
And then 3 other hot men trying to fight for her affection too.
Goodness. The second lead I think everyone loved the first lead and also the second lead. Like, they were pretty much torn. Mm-hmm. And this song was just...
Yeah.
Yes. we just love this song. I think it's very 2000s.
Yes, and I feel like even now in 2021, this song is still like it aged so beautifully. I feel like
yes. Okay, the music video. not too sure.
Let's not talk about the music video, but
actually, I'm watching it again. It's just like it's cheesy in its own way that I love it.
I'd be so surprised if like a J-pop listener of during that time doesn't know this song. This song is like so iconic.
Same.
And if you don't know, I'm so ashamed for you.
Okay, yes, the CGI effects or whatever you call it is very cheesy. No, but
I think it's aged beautifully. You know why?
The Sakura, yeah.
It's like...
Oh, I think I remember... I think mm-hmm. when I think of this song, I think of the opening for Hanayori Dango.
Yes. And it's like, I don't know. Yeah. Now that like the story is kind of cliche, but something about this clicheness of this series has shown multiple times at different countries making their remake of this. It's just a very timeless story for some reason. And this song too is a banger for any karaoke session.
Like, it definitely cemented Arashi as one of like the top idol groups. I think this song, like, they were known pretty famous, but I think so many people know them now because of this song. Like, and this drama, really.
Totally.
So many feels. How do we describe them?
So many feels. Iconic kings. That's it.
Well, we've talked about some of the more popular idol groups like Arashi, but we have to give some love to the indie artists as well. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast.
At number three is Renai Revolution 21 by Morning Musume.
Number three. Hey yo, Renai Revolution 21, here you go now.
Together, 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 together Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Benai Revolution 21 is the 11th single from Morning Musume and is one of the most recognizable songs from the band.
Until 2009, the band saw 8 generations take up the mantle of Morning Musume and saw no signs of slowing down. The band's loyal fan base and live performances still were extremely popular, allowing the band to go to many national tours. The band hit international status when they played at the 2000 Anime Expo in the US. The band also added 2 Chinese members, Lee Shun and Qian Lin, in 2007 to massive popularity.
The band is still successful to this day, with the live performances and generations still changing to allow flexibility in the band.
Yeah, this song, okay, there was, before we recorded this, our editor, Stewart, had another song, which was Koi no Dance Site, but because of me being the huge Morning Musume fan that I am, I felt like putting Renai Revolution into the list had more impact, because this song and another song by Morning Musume that's iconic called Love Machine are the top 2 songs that people sing at karaoke in Japan.
Are they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, it's like, it's so iconic. And I don't know, just this song is just like, every time Morning Musume is like invited to a music show, they always have the same sing Renai Revolution 21 and Love Machine. These 2 songs are so iconic.
I can see that. Cho cho cho. Like, it hypes people up.
Ikanji. Yeah, right? Cho 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 ikanji means like really, ikanji means like good feeling, right? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like just listening to that, it really hypes people so much when they listen. So
I want to also say that Tassie went to the 2009 Anime Expo.
Yes. That time I wasn't a fan yet. I was dragged by my friend Alice to go. But I was so impressed by seeing so many people go to this concert. And there was like a lot of, course, a lot of American fans. But I was so surprised seeing Japanese fans go to this event.
They like
flew
over?
They flew over, dude. They flew over. They had the whole light sticks and everything.
Oh,
and then
wow.
they were dancing like full on in the crowd to their
choreography.
That
is such a great time.
Perfect.
I love it.
Such a good time. Yeah, such a good time. And I was just like, at the time, I'm like, because I wasn't a fan yet, and I gave them a lot of like hullabaloo before going, like I was just being like a brat to my friend. I'm like, oh, Morning Musume? What the heck? What a weird name to this group. I'm not going to enjoy it. But then I was like soaking in like a sponge, right? And I was just like,
cho-cho inside.
Yeah, in my mind. I was like, this is awesome. They're so good. And yeah, like when I lived in Japan in 2015 to 2016.
Wait, I lived in Japan in
2015. Did you really? We could have.
What? I lived in Tokyo. Where did you live?
Tokyo, duh.
Wait, really? Oh my.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
I was
there for a year.
I was.
So that's when you were doing JET program, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I was there for my study abroad for 1 year. And I also went to the Morning Musume concert too. And
how was that?
It was amazing because it was because my Japanese was so limited at the time. I went like through all these different like forums. So Hello Project had a forum. I forgot what is it called. Oh my God, I'm so sorry to all my Hello Project fans. Anyways, I went through all these like forums. I went on Twitter. I went on Tumblr at the time too to find out how do I get tickets to watch my girls, right? And then turns out like many other like Japanese artists, to get tickets you would have to be a fan club member to do that, right? And so I was like, how do I join in? I don't even know what to do, blah, 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 right? So one of the people that I talked online was like, oh, if you go to Harajuku, there's a ticket shop down at Takeshi Dori
or something.
Mm-hmm. And then one of those shops is a ticket resale shop. So at this shop, there was like all these different artists. There was like Momoiro Clover Z, Morning Musume, Johnny's.
Wow, that's another iconic. Mm-hmm.
There was like all these different idol groups and also like other like singers too. And just tickets, walls of tickets that are upcoming concerts, right? And so, of course, buying a ticket resale is more expensive than the real thing. So a typical ticket for Morning Musume is around, I believe, 6,000 yen, so like $60. And what happens when you're in the club, you pay a certain fee to be in the club, and then while you find out there's going to be an upcoming like live of, say, a birthday event or an actual like live concert, they'll announce it online, and then it's essentially raffle. You have to quickly pick and hope to Buddha, God, whatever, right, that you'll get selected. And by that, then you pay your 6,000, but you don't get to pick where you sit. It's just like randomized, right? But because I wasn't in the group, in the fan club group yet, I went through Takeshi Dori to that ticket shop and walls of tickets. And you essentially tell them generally where you want to be watching the performance. So, of course, the more closer you were, the more expensive it was. And then the more cheaper it was, then it's more further, right? And so because it was my like second concert, but my first concert in Japan, I picked, of course, close to front row seats. But the thing was that, like, once you pay for it, they don't show you which seats you're going to be at. You have to, like, essentially do, like, pick eeny, meeny, miny, mo type of situation where you pick a random ticket. And then once you take that ticket and you pay your money, that's when you know where you're going to sit.
Oh, I didn't know that. I contemplated on buying a ticket from there, but I...
You should have. They had like Johnny's too at the time.
No, okay. So. For Johnny's, I was hardcore, so I joined the fan club.
Okay, good.
I'll talk about that maybe when we get to another Johnny's. But how was the concert?
Amazing, because like by that time, I kind of knew what to do at a concert, for a Japanese concert, especially for idol groups. So like I went all out. I bought like the official light stick for it. I went to the Hello Project store and tried to like get like as much fan merch as possible to like, you know, deck myself out. Went early to the venue to buy merch as well, too, so I can wear like the shirt and wear it during the concert with the towel and everything. My gosh, like I went all out. And then right when I like left the concert, I was like, how do I get to this freak? Like, how do I join, right? And then I saw the lady who was, like, taking in new club members and stuff like that. I think I paid, like, $30, I think. Or no, maybe.
Okay, that's not bad at all.
I think,
all.
Or maybe it was more expensive. I don't remember exactly how much it was. But I remember I paid a fee to be in there for a year. And then, like, my Japanese wasn't so great, but... essentially, the lady knew that, like, I was, quote-unquote, a foreign or gaijin, right? So, like, she helped me, like, write my application in and everything.
Oh, that's so sweet. Japanese people are so nice.
So nice. Yeah, my first concert, I went by myself, of course, and I went to an area further from Yokohama. Like, it took me, like, an hour for me to get there by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I just remembered, like, I was like super giddy, what do I do? What do I do? Like, will I know where the venue is? I get there and I see all the different wotaku, meaning like the fandom people, right? Walking towards the same building. And I was like, okay, I know where to go.
I spotted my people.
I spotted my people. But yeah, during that time with the whole joining as a fan club member, I was able to go to like birthday events. I was able to go to like,
awesome.
Yeah, I was so happy. And then like, yeah, like I remembered like those were my highlights when I was in like Tokyo, because for me, like none of my group of friends really liked idols so much. So for me, it was kind of like, I wasn't ashamed that I liked idols, but it was like, for me, it was like a treat to myself that I was like, it's my me day. I'm going to go.
I can definitely see that. Like, even if you go alone, you have a blast because
yeah,
you're finally meeting the artists that you've listened to for years and years and watched on televisions, mm-hmm. dramas, all this stuff. It's like a surreal event.
And also, like, it's the like audience members are so hyped up because I don't know how it is for John. It's probably the same thing for all idols where like everyone is like waving their light sticks at the same time. And it's like choreographer, like,
yeah, everyone knows what to shout, what to do with their hands. It is like, and you don't teach these people, like people learn themselves and they come to this concert prepared and it's all synced and it's amazing. It's such a feeling of community.
Exactly.
It's so good.
I didn't make any like idol like any wotaku friends because of my limited Japanese, but when I went, I kind of like remember like who, like seeing people's faces, I'm like, oh, I've seen them before, stuff like that. But like,
wow,
yeah. And I think they knew that I was a gaijin too, so like when like one event, it was like one of the graduate members and they had a joint event, and I was like, okay, I'm in a new venue, what do I do? And I was like looking around and they're like, oh, let me see your ticket. And then they pointed where I had to stand and everything. It was so good.
Oh, that's so nice. I had like the opposite. Well, I wouldn't say opposite, but I was completely unprepared. I came to the venue like a minute before the concert started.
Oh my god, girl.
I was not prepared. I had no merch. I had nothing to like, and no lights to like. I was lucky. I joined the fan club, but I was lucky in that I got like a floor seat.
Wow.
So I was pretty close, I would say. But I got there late, so I had to like ask all these people in this row to stand up. And oh my goodness, I was so sorry. I was completely unprepared. But I will say the concert, like you said, everyone comes like decked out in gear, mm-hmm. has light sticks or towels. They are ready to go. Like, and it's, it is so much fun. And it's
so much fun. Like,
we waited for this moment.
Yeah.
For years, I feel like. And once you finally go, it's just, wow.
Too bad we didn't know each other during the time. And we were in the same city, too. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know that because I was there August 2015 to August 2016.
Same.
Which is like around the same time. Yeah.
Same. Damn.
Damn. But here we are.
Here we are.
All right, let's take a break from all this idol talk and give some love to our platforms. We are now on Amazon Music. Search us up there and give us a listen there via their podcast page. Check us out.
Our number two song is River by AKB48.
Number two.
AKB 48! ドマルナ帰れ目指す日が昇る場所希望の道を歩け行く手阻むリバーリバーリバー横たわるリバー止めのリバーリバーリバー試されるリバー迷いは捨てるな根性見せろよ食べろな今すぐ一歩踏み出せよ Bigger
River was released as the band's 14th single and became the group's first number one from the Oricon weekly charts.
The band's meeting idol and changing members through generations became very successful in the 2000s, continuing into the 2010s.
There were issues with the meet and greets, with an assault at a handshaking event involving a man with a handsaw. The members were okay, but the security was increased at their live performances and greetings going forward.
The band released COVID-19 stay-at-home videos, meeting virtually over live streaming and YouTube to promote safety. The band is doing well, but with the pandemic, their style of daily live performances were put on hiatus.
I will say, like, I'm not the biggest fan of AKB48, mm-hmm. but I did really, really like one of the members, Paruru, because she had...
Oh, I know her.
She's such a salty tongue. Like, she'll say sarcastic mm-hmm. things, and I just loved it.
Wasn't she known to win the Junkin?
Yeah, she was.
Events too.
Yeah.
For me, I like Acha.
Yeah, she's the face of AKB. I would say.
Yeah, totally. Mm. This song, River, Okay, like I said, I wasn't much of an AKB fan back then because of how salty I was with the group in general. Mm-hmm. But I do say that River was such a different song that I was just like, okay, I like this. I really like the beginning with them screaming, AKB 48, and that river stomping type of like intro. I thought that was really cool.
This song is so different. It's more of like a battlefield mm-hmm. song, but they have their iconic uniforms all checkered and decked out.
Yeah.
I love the dance break too.
The dance is cool. I feel like in terms of like melody of the song is kind of really all over the place, but because of it's such a chaotic all over the place, it works out for some reason. So like, I think it's really another iconic song by them.
Yes, it is. It has like it's the golden age for AKB because a lot of these members were so popular. I think it was like Kami 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, where it was all these popular members and their presence was so strong, I'd say.
I kind of feel bad for the AKB groups in general. It's mm-hmm. because there's so many girls in the group
yeah.
and they have to fight for attention for them to have an actual spotlight in mm-hmm. the groups or in the songs. Because like, because now that my friend is in the Thai version of AKB 48, I kind of understood like why people like AKB so much. And it's like, especially if you're like rooting for like an underdog of the group and they've never were featured in a single, it makes them like it makes you feel for them and you want them to succeed. And that, I think that's why AKB is so successful, is because they had so many girls fighting for spotlight, I think, if that makes sense. Of course it's like their personalities too, but how do you showcase your personality? It's by going out of your way and trying to show people, the general public, that this is who I am, and people end up loving them. So yeah
because like each member has their own strengths, and like you would relate to one member because maybe personally I don't know, like you share the same interests. Like for example, there's like an otaku anime otaku in the group mm-hmm. Mayuyu, and so like I guess a lot of like anime fans would like kind of relate to her and you kind of root for her. But like you said, there's so many different personalities mm-hmm. and then you end up rooting for one person, and just seeing them succeed gives you a sense of personal satisfaction
mm.
in a strange way, like a parasocial normal relationship kind of thing.
Mm-mm.
But I guess yeah, that's why they've been so successful for the past few years.
Yeah, and totally. And now even in like me mentioning earlier with like their global sister groups within Japan, mm-hmm. they have so many other groups too, like SKE48, NMB, which is basically their sister groups in other prefectures in Japan. And yeah, I would like to go to an AKB concert once in my life. Like, not the ones like the national tour type of deal, but, you know, just their small one in Akihabara, I would like to see.
Oh, did you walk past by that?
Yeah, place? So many times, but like
yeah.
I've never went in, and I hear it's quite difficult to get tickets, to be honest. To
I think it would be very difficult.
Yeah, but I from also like one of the points that we were talking about was, you know, the incident with the assault and everything. I heard so many other incidents in with their handshake events too. That is really disgusting, like, you know, men putting their bodily fluids and making the girls
I did not know
about
that
this. That's a really big thing.
Common thing
for some reason. I don't know why, but like that's so disgusting. And then what else? And then there was a handsaw, and then I think there was one where it was like one person stabbed another girl. But she's okay.
Like this handshaking one. Handsaw was pretty, it was all over the news, so I do remember this. I don't remember the stabbing, mm-hmm. That's terrible.
Maybe it's the same thing, but yeah, I just like remembered like because of that, like security went.
Yeah,
because
you're like offering this opportunity to meet someone that you normally would not meet. Like idols, like Morning Musume, did you have like handshaking events or any events where you would like physically touch the person?
They do. So back then, Morning Musume never had a handshaking concept. They started to have it because of AKB. But the difference between Morning Musume is that Morning Musume has less members. And what they did was they raffled between within the group of who would get which prefecture.
So
it wasn't like a thing where it's like one day event where all the members are at one place and you have a line. No, it wasn't like that. It was like, oh, so-and-so will be in Osaka and another person will be in Hokkaido and stuff like that. So like there was like, and then if you get a ticket, then you can choose where you would want to go to.
Oh, that's interesting.
Shaking.
I think that's a pretty good concept because it limits the interaction, and it's, I guess it would be pretty tiring like for all the members to do all the handshaking events. So if you kind of space it out, it's easier also on the idols.
I also think they also have, do you know Checky?
Mm-hmm.
Like a Checky is basically like, I don't know if AKB has it, but Morning Musume has it, where if you get the ticket for that, you have an opportunity to take a Polaroid photo with your with like the girls. So like,
oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, so like they'll have, it, of course it's limited because it's like, you know, it's quite hard to get a ticket for that, but essentially what happens is the girls are sitting at like chairs and then there's like one spot for you, right? And of course you're not allowed to touch them, but you can ask them like how you would want to pose with them. And then they will do a Polaroid. Aww. I was never able to do that, but I would love to someday. But yeah, one day
when we're back in Japan and going to concerts.
Yes.
And there, it's not COVID. Actually, a good thing about COVID is that they're not doing these handshaking events because it's really I think it's really dangerous.
I think
for the
so
girls,
too
actually.
And also what I think what is quite good, that I know COVID is a really bad thing that happened, but in terms of idol thing, there's been a lot of like online concerts recently, and usually like,
yeah,
overseas fans weren't able to, you know, see, attend them, but now you're
attend them. Yeah, we can see them now.
Yeah, and you're allowed to like, and I think they are open to like you know, fans around the world buying a spot for an online event. So I really am appreciative about,
yeah, for sure, like they had to change their concepts of concerts, and it is a blessing that we can actually go attend these concerts online. Like people would have paid money back in the day to go see it, like, and now finally there's this opportunity that we can actually go see it. And oh wow, I mean the only thing is time differences, but whatever, you know. Whatever. Anything for the idols.
Whatever.
All right.
Want to hear double or triple the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor to get respectively double or triple the amount of songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club.
Okay, and now we have our number one song. And this song, when you think of this song, you think of Japan. Or when I think of this song, I think of idols. Like, if you don't know this song, you will now. It is Sakai ni Hitotsu Dake no Hana, A Flower Unlike Any Other in the World by SMAP.
Number one. もっともっと特別な only one
2003, the song A Flower Unlike Any Other in the World reached number one in the Oricon charts for 3 consecutive weeks and for 7 times overall.
It became the best-selling single in the 21st century in Japan and the 5th best-selling single in Japanese history. The song even appears in school for children to learn songs due to its calm and simple melody. It is one of the most recognizable songs in Japan due to this.
The song was even played in space by Soichi Noguchi, becoming the 2nd Japanese song to be played.
Wow. I didn't know that.
What a flex.
Yeah. Yeah, but has your song been played in space? I was like, okay. SMAP expanded from music to acting and even cooking shows as the years have gone on, but their songs are still extremely popular. They became the representative and supporter of the Paralympic Games in Tokyo.
Officially, they disbanded in 2016, but on good terms with their fans.
It's so popular.
Yes, this song is like, I didn't even, I'm sorry, but I didn't even know that this was SMAP's song, but I've always heard this song like in passing.
Yeah, that's how popular it is, right? Because like, I don't know, you'll just hear it at some store or some variety show or some television.
Yeah, and also like the meaning of the lyrics of it is really nice.
Yeah, it's like we said, I guess it's a very simple, calm melody that even children can learn.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess its appeal is really, really wide.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for listening. Tune in next time. Next episode, we have Ethel and I who are joining forces again to bring you the first Listener Appreciation Month episode for June, featuring an Artist of the Month episode dedicated to Czech Republic. It all starts a little less than a week from now.
Woo! Well, thank you so much. This was Tassie.
And this was Lydia.
Bye! Bye. Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.